AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The public is being given more of an incentive to find two convicted killers who escaped yesterday from a maximum security prison in New York.
The state today will offer a $100,000 reward for the apprehension or arrest of the two escapees.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says this is an unusual step, but it is appropriate. Richard Matt and David Sweat had an elaborate plan to escape from the Clinton Correctional Facility near the Canadian border. Authorities say the men could be anywhere in New York, or they may have left the state altogether. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have been talking about Ukraine leading up to the G7 summit in Germany. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the U.S. and countries like Germany have been united in maintaining sanctions against Russia for its involvement in Ukraine. Russia is not at the summit. They were kicked out of the G8 over Ukraine.
As best I can tell, the way that President Putin's name comes up is that it comes up in the context of the leader of a country that is increasingly isolated from the international community.
Meantime, at the site of the summit in Germany, there have been scuffles with police. About 400 protesters are making their way back down a mountain after failing to breach the security perimeter. The interior minister in France says police arrested two men suspected of helping an Algerian student accused of plotting a terrorist attack on a church near Paris in April. Three people were critically injured in Los Angeles, and a sheriff's deputy was badly stung when a catering truck hit a tree and triggered a swarm of very angry, displaced bees. A Texas company whose ruptured pipeline created the largest coastal oil spill in California in 25 years has assured the government that a break in the line, while possible, was extremely unlikely. This is AP Radio News. The French Open ends with an upset. Stan Wawrinka lost the first set but won the next three to beat number one seed Novak Djokovic.
For me, this one is really special for sure. Playing Novak here in final, the number one player, almost winning everything since the beginning of the year. And especially the way I played and the way I finished the match.
Djokovic missed out on his ninth Grand Slam title and missed out on his first at the French Open. Melissa McCarthy showed off some muscle at the box office with this weekend's number one movie.
Your name, please?
Penny Morgan.
I don't see you on the list. I'm so sorry.
She's with me, darling.
Spy has McCarthy teaming with Jason Stratham. Spy is her first number one box office debut as leading lady. Last week's number one movie, San Andreas, slid to second. Entourage ended up finishing in fourth place. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.